Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
The first thing I want to talk about is that this move is that Context is making right now is really kind of reflecting the rapid growth and interest in AI. So this is a London-based startup, and Context AI has successfully secured, like I mentioned, $3.5 million in funding. And what I think is interesting here is their backers. So their backers include Google Ventures, Tomazas, Tungs from Theory Ventures, and a bunch of other undisclosed ventures. But, you know, I think Google's kind of the big headline backer of this project. So the company specializes in providing analytics for enterprises to optimize applications powered by LLMs. This is kind of interesting. I think you may have started to notice a trend here, and that is that there are a ton of analytics companies that are getting funded right now, essentially companies that are working with data companies, enterprise, to help them use their data and get analytics, get insights out of that data. This is really just like the big hot topic. I swear, like 2023 is the year of data analytics companies. When I recently went to the AI4 conference, I noticed a lot of the vendors at the conference, aka like companies that had, you know, some solid amount of money to spend on becoming a vendor, were data analytics companies. So yeah, it's interesting. I think it's a really big space that we're seeing right now, and a place where a lot of capital is currently getting deployed. So this fresh capital injection aims to really scale Context AI's engineering team and bolster their analytics platform. And the strategic growth occurs at, I think, what is a critical, kind of crucial time when organizations worldwide are aggressively adopting AI, specifically LLMs, to streamline their operations and kind of innovate customer experiences. So what's interesting is McKinsey actually estimates that if the current trends hold, generative AI technologies could contribute to up to $4.4 trillion annually to the global economy. This is really, really impressive. And honestly, you know, they're saying like if the current trend holds, I'm assuming this trend accelerates. That's my opinion. But, you know, I'm sure everyone's got their own opinions on this. I see this as really something that is going to continue to grow and scale quite large. So let's talk about some of the challenges in developing LLM-powered apps. So although LLMs are capturing significant attention, developing applications based on these models isn't without its challenges. So ensuring a model's performance, you know, tracking its usage, and kind of guaranteeing accurate, unbiased responses definitely necessitates a lot of really kind of a very keen oversight, you could say. So I think without that, insights, product development risks become essentially directionless. So Henry Scott Green, who's formerly a product manager at Google, kind of captured this sentiment in a statement. He said, quote, "We talked to many product founders in the AI space and discovered that this lack of user understanding was a shared critical challenge facing the community. That was when we decided to build Context." So Context AI addresses these challenges by offering a robust analytics platform geared towards LLM-powered applications. And I think that the big thing here is that the platform kind of dives deep into user engagement and also product performance. So beyond just, you know, the standard metrics like conversion volume, subject matter, and user ratings and satisfaction, that kind of thing, Context AI analytics specifically kind of is set up to tackle some of the more nuanced elements. And I think these include topics like you know, tracking, like really specific tracking, even potentially hazardous topics, and kind of the full conversation transcriptions that's going on. And the platform's inner workings are seamless. So they said, quote, "We ingest message transcripts from our customers via API, and we have SDKs and a LangChain plugin that makes this process take less than 30 minutes of work. This was Scott Green talking about it. And he kind of elaborated on this and said that these ingested transcripts are then run through machine learning workflows, helping teams better understand user needs and fine-tune their products. So since its inception, which was around 4 months ago, Context AI has won over several paying clients, such as Cognosys, Juicebox, and ChartGPT, in addition to multiple large enterprises. They're bound by a bunch of non-disclosure agreements, but and so they couldn't divulge too many specifics about those deals. However, with the new funds, Context plans to scale up by hiring a technical founding team, thereby speeding up product development. They said, quote, "Our goal is to continue growing our customer base while delivering value to the businesses using our products, and we're seeing success." So talking a little bit about the competitive landscape, who else is in this space? Who else is doing this, right? I think the ever-increasing demand for LLM-powered applications is also giving rise to a lot of competition, and that's in the performance tracking solutions kind of arena. So when we're looking at it, there's firms like Arize that have already rolled out products like Phoenix, which visualize complex LLM decision-making. There's Datadog, which is another kind of contender offering model monitoring capabilities. Despite this, right, despite other companies already doing it, Scott Green believes that Context AI offers a more in-depth analysis than competitors, aligning more closely with web product analytics firms like Amplitude and Mixpanel. So the funding round also included participation from a bunch of different tech luminaries and venture capital firms like 20VCs, Harry's, Stebbins, Snike founder Guy Pujari, and Google DeepMind Mehdi Ghisari. So there's a couple, you know, big players that are currently investing in this. And I think as AI kind of continues to, you know, redefine the boundaries of technology, startups like Context AI are becoming increasingly vital in helping organizations navigate the complex landscapes of large language models. I think with this latest funding round, Context AI is kind of poised to play a bit of a significant role in this rapidly evolving ecosystem. Really interesting startup. So it's going to be interesting to see how that capital is deployed and how they plan on scaling this into the future. Thank you for listening to today's podcast episode, breaking down how AI is impacting your industry. Today's episode is sponsored by AIbox, a no-code AI app builder and marketplace, which just launched a crowdfunding campaign. If you are interested in investing in a new AI startup, you can go to republic.com/AI-box. I'll leave a link in the show notes as well to learn more. The minimum investment is $150 and the maximum investment is $100,000. Until next time, have a fantastic day.